Navy and Marine Corps leaders who are responsible for building and buying the service's major ships, airplanes, helicopters, and IT systems say they're looking for ways to reduce duplication, promote efficiency, write better contracts, and increase accountability for individual spending decisions. Brigadier General Frank Kelly is the commander of Marine Corps Systems Command. He says for the Marines in particular, it'll mean a fundamental change to the way spending decisions are made.
Bottom line is, we've just come from 10 years where we have asked for and gotten more support, vehicles, comm gear. We've not had to say no, ever. That profile has changed dramatically, and that causes a lot of churn in terms of what you can do, what you're supposed to do, and how your workforce sees their mission.
In the Navy's buying commands, the fiscal environment is going to mean tighter controls over who can authorize expenditures or changes to acquisition programs that wind up costing the service more money. Rear Admiral Patrick Brady heads the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command, which handles the acquisition and sustainment of information systems.
We basically no longer have the resources to let each command or each program office optimize their organization at the expense of the fleet or the larger Navy. We need to develop and implement a governance model that controls the number of decentralized decisions that are made at lower levels in our organizations that may be producing suboptimal outcomes for the Navy. To go through and do that, I think more than ever requires close collaboration across the SISCOMs, and also it requires that we have accountability down to the individual for our money decisions. What we're spending, who authorized and who decided that's where we want to go.
Some of that centralized governance structure is already beginning to take shape in the Navy's systems commands. For example, the Navy's Shipbuilding Command, Naval Sea Systems Command, has set up thresholds or red lines that dictate when certain types of contracts have to be approved from the very top. Vice Admiral Kevin McCoy, Nav Sea's commander, will handle those approvals personally.
You know, for example, if you want to issue a one-bid contract, you're going to come and explain why a one-bid contract out in the field is the right thing to do. If you want to hire somebody that's an exorbitant fee person, maybe it's the one hydrodynamist in the world that can solve this problem, or maybe it's not. But if you want to do that over a certain threshold, you're going to come to Brian Persons and myself. You know, we're out of money and now it's time to think. Well, we're rolling up our sleeves and taking a very, very hard look at everything we do in our business. We expect to pay a fair price. We expect industry to make a fair profit, but when we sign a contract, we expect to get exactly what we pay for when we on the schedule our terms. And I think the American people want to hold us to that accountability.
And Brady says centralization is happening in the IT acquisition world as well, as the Navy starts to move forward with a single approval authority for information systems. He says they're developing a formal method of governance that's designed to add discipline to spending decisions at a higher Navy level.
The key part of this is two parts. One is a contractual look. Is the vehicle we're using as we go out and buy these things the right vehicle? Do we have somebody who looks at the whole piece of what vehicles we're out there buying things? And the second is a technical authority look as we go through. We're only a few months into this process, but we've already seen some good results out of this, in particular in the area of the vehicle that you may use to buy that equipment or that service in the IT arena there, that we can direct people to use different vehicles as we go through.
Officials expect the tighter money controls to impact industry in a couple of ways. For one, McCoy, the commander of NAVSEA, says service contracts will be a focus area as the Navy looks for ways to find savings in its systems commands.
These are things that don't necessarily provide hardware for us, but they assist us. And most of our money, believe it or not, goes out on contracts. So we're focusing very hard, and particularly one part of that business, which is service contracts. And we're looking at, do we need it? You know, we've hired up on the growth of acquisition workforce. We've hired up our own organic staffs in the field as well as in headquarters. But we're also looking at rates. We're looking at contract structure, contract incentives, and competition. And do we have enough competition, particularly in various parts of the country? We have, you know, 40 plus field activities out there that are doing service contracts across NAVSEA, across the country, and convinced that we can do more in terms of competition to bring our costs down. So why are we paying one price for naval architects in one part of the country and a lower price for naval architects in another part of the country? And is the delta more than what the regional cost of living differences ought to be.
McCoy says the Sea Systems Command intends to use its size, a $30 billion budget and 60,000 employees, to negotiate lower rates for service contracts across all of its activities. And realignment of the Navy's ship programs has already meant that virtually all of the Navy's ships are now being built on fixed-price contracts. The next step, McCoy says, will be a relentless insistence that programs meet their cost, schedule, and performance targets. He says software and hardware need to work as advertised from day one.
And now it's really in the hands of industry and the program offices to execute cost, schedule, and quality. The message here is we expect, now that we've stabilized shipbuilding, we expect that the industry and government teams will together deliver those programs with on cost, on schedule, and with requisite quality. And there is no margin in this era of austerity to fix things after the fact that don't work right or to deal with cost overruns. The other piece of it is, from a force structure standpoint, we absolutely have to have every single one of these ships out there on point, particularly in the world we're in today.
Navy leaders say greater reliance on their internal workforce, the pressure to find savings wherever possible in a new fiscal environment, and added accountability are going to be stress factors for their employees. But Vice Admiral David Arkazel, who heads the Navy's Air Systems Command, says his employees will welcome that challenge.
When you talk about leadership and we talk about stress and empowerment, there's a power of leadership that comes from positional authority. You are a PMA. You are in a position of being something. That's given to you when you leave that job. You no longer have that power. And that, to me, that's what I think you have to understand, whether it's engineers or testers who can find a better way to test something, or our contracts folks who can deliver a contract and reduce the cycle time through program management tools that we implement at NAVAIR. It's across the board, and it's just inside of the system. And I sit there, and I want to be very vocal about it because I see it every day. It is a culture that exists that is very much about producing and about being part of a solution and about not hunkering down, but rather reaching out to find solutions for the warfighter.
And for the Marine Corps, there's an added challenge for the Systems Command's workforce, Kelly says. They're still responding to urgent needs in Afghanistan and planning for a more austere future at the same time.
This is a time where we have been commanded to transition. The people that we have today in our SysComs and our PEOs are the people that are going to take us through this transition. It's tough, but I agree with Admiral Arkazel. Everybody, and I know I can probably say it for all of the SysComs, they are like, bring it on. I want to be held accountable. I want to do this. I'm in the right job at the right time. But it is stressful when you think that you've got to support the fight that we're in right now and yet still look to all those pressures and demands that we see in the future for things like affordability, accountability, competition in an environment over the last 10 years where competition wasn't stressed as much. These people are going to make it happen. I'm here to tell you that. I'm immensely proud of the people at Marine Corps Systems Command.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.